Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. And here it comes. The city snow alert is up already, and the big winter storm is on the way. The city is doing its best to get ready.
The changes forecast are difficult to prepare for, says New York City Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia.
We have cold air in the beginning, and then we have a period of moisture and rain, and then we have cold air on the back end. And we're very close to where that freezing line is going to be.
And
if the freezing line is to our south, we're going to get a lot more snow. If it's to our north, we're going to have a rainy day.
They've loaded all 705 salt spreaders and adding 1,500 plows Monday.
That is correspondent Chuck Sievertson. City OEM has issued a travel advisory for today right into the Monday morning commute. A truly disgusting holiday weekend for residents in about 300 homes in Jamaica, Queens. There's been a sewage backup in the neighborhood near JFK. The block main flooded basements with filth yesterday. Some residents say they woke up in the morning to what they thought was the smell of a gas leak, only to realize that sewage water was rushing into their basements. Sources tell 1010 Winds the problems apparently caused by improperly disposed of household grease that congealed in the colder weather. Officials say this has happened before in the area. Mayor de Blasio tweeted that city water crews are making repairs to the main and bringing in more pumping equipment for cleanup. Emergency management and the Red Cross helping the affected families. His Honor says they opened a service center at a nearby school and worked to provide hotel rooms for people who could not return home. New help for survivors of child sex abuse in New Jersey with a new law taking effect today. Under these rules, child victims will be able to sue until they turn 55 or within 7 years of the first realization that the abuse caused them harm. Until now, the limit was 2 years. They also have 7 years from the discovery of the abuse and a 2-year window for anyone who was not able to file claims before to bring a lawsuit. That is likely to mean a barrage of filings against a variety of institutions from churches to youth groups. There's a deadly shooting at a club in the Bronx overnight. Police say a 25-year-old man was shot in the chest at the Crystal Bar on University Avenue in Morris Heights just before 11 p.m. He was taken to Jacoby in a private car soon after pronounced dead. Authorities have identified him as Oliver Askey of Brooklyn. No word so far on any suspects or possible motive. Police do say the investigation is ongoing. He messed with the wrong grandma. A Brooklyn woman who fought off a sexual predator on Thanksgiving Day tells 1010 Winds she's lucky but scared after the attack at Bensonhurst Thursday morning. 48-year-old Deborah Rodriguez on her way to work when the guy grabbed her from behind and dragged her between two parked cars. She fought him off, flagged down a passing car, and escaped with only a broken nail. Police have released surveillance video of this creep, and they urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Today is World AIDS Day. The UN designated December 1st as the first global health day ever back in 1988. UNAIDS Executive Director Wendy Byanyima says that much progress has been made.
We do have a good combination of tools that are making it easier and better and good for people to live long and healthy lives.
Now this year, the theme for World AIDS Day is Communities Make the Difference, highlighting prevention and treatment advances and mourning those who have died from the disease. Here in the city, there are a number of events, including readings, a day without art screening, and a vigil and gathering at the City AIDS Memorial tonight at 6. New title today for Dermot Shea. The NYPD's chief of detectives is now police commissioner. He told NBC News.
It's not a job. It's a passion. It's a lifestyle. You meet the greatest people in the world. You have the greatest experiences, and you have the privilege to really impact people's lives.
Shea started his NYPD career in 1991 as a patrolman in the Bronx and eventually became known as a crime stats guru. The 50-year-old replaces James O'Neill, who is retiring after 36 years with the department, last three as commissioner. He won't be stopping work, though. The 62-year-old O'Neill starts work tomorrow as global security chief at Visa.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Bay- Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.